The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm the broker. I'm in with DC Taylor, my producer.
Yes, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's here.
That's right.
I can't believe it.
I know.
And we have with us for the second week in a row, Barbara Giovannoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and recycling coordinator for the county. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for that, and Merry Christmas to our listening audience. Happy holidays. However you celebrate, have fun.
Right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors providing remarkable results. We have been appraising, listing, and selling to clients in real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Call us 570-344-6724 or look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram. Always remember to view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, mobile-friendly, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And we have a webcam on our building that's pointed and directed towards Dunmore Corners. It's a great way to check out the weather and the road conditions before you head out if conditions are getting ugly. Okay, Barbara.
Yeah.
Giovannoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County. Last week you were here. We talked about recycling, and I felt like we needed like two more hours to talk to you about all of that. We had a great discussion, and we really dove deep into the topic of recycling and what the meaning of it is and how it started and all of that. So exactly what are we all supposed to be recycling at home?
There's so many things we can recycle that I'd like to mention. Thanks, Jackie. There are our containers, our bottles, glass, plastic. There are cans, aluminum, steel. And the glass bottles, I want to point out, because some people are a little concerned right now. The glass bottles do come in clear, brown, and green. So far, most of it is recyclable, but this is something that now we're going to have to start to check with our town, check with our hauler to see if they're going to accept that glass. So it is very recyclable. Glass comes from sand. It can be remade and reused forever without using any more sand. But the problem with it is breakage and contamination. So that would be the reason. If suddenly you hear you can no longer recycle glass, that would be the reason why. Your cans, aluminum and steel cans, just rinse them out, that's all, and put them in there. And your plastics bottles, it should have a neck. The tops in Lackawanna County, you can recycle plastic tops. But I'd like to mention that I think the most important thing for our listening audience to consider is calling your town. Find out from your town what can be recycled. I could tell you all the things that are able to be recycled, but not all of these things are recyclable where you live.
Okay. News to me, and I never knew this, but I mean, I knew cardboard could be recycled, mm-hmm. but I did not know pizza boxes, cereal boxes, and paper towel rolls.
Yeah, see, and there's very good environmental reasons for this. It never used to be the case. So folks were used to recycling their newspaper when they recycled, pretty much newspaper, magazines, old phone books. But now, and that was when the law first went into effect, which was back in 1988. It was written and put into place in 1990. That was pretty much it. That's what there were markets for. So you could only recycle something if there's a business relatively close by that will use that material to make something new out of it. And I say relatively close by because transportation incurs costs. But now, the fiber industry, fiber meaning all of the paper products, has truly grown for many reasons. One of them, though, should not be discounted, and it is the fact that paper comes from trees. And trees absolutely capture the carbon emissions that are a problem with climate change, with the greenhouse effect. And so once folks started to recognize that, then more fiber markets came up to the plate. And so now, depending, again, I have to say this, depending on the program where you live, in Lackawanna County, and if you go to the recycling center on Boulevard Avenue, you can recycle all of these things. But separate from the bottles, jars, and cans that I've already mentioned, it's called dual stream. Food and beverage containers all go together, and all of your paper fibers go separately. And the paper fibers would be newspaper, magazines, catalogs, phone books. Cardboard boxes, and of course we do a lot of online shopping today, so the cardboard market has increased dramatically, the amount of cardboard. But what's important is the way you put that cardboard out for recycling. So again, talk with your town. Can you recycle it? Is it recycled separately? Is it recycled with everything? We'll talk about that a bit later. But corrugated cardboard is what we're used to. Corrugated cardboard are the heavy shipping boxes. But you mentioned, and it's true, what about those cereal boxes? Uh-huh. They can be recycled as well here in Lackawanna County. Please remove that wax paper liner. You know, the people who are going to make boxes from those boxes don't want that. And please remember, it is an industry. It is remanufactured. This is a business for the markets that that's who we're really appealing to. We want to provide the markets with good material so they will take it from your center or wherever you take your material. So you must bring it properly so that it can be made into something new. You mentioned pizza boxes. That is definitely can be recycled where we are, but without the pizza. All right. Please remember, recycling is all about people, and nobody wants, you know, creepy crawly things inside what they're working with. Please remember that. So no pizza, that wax paper, forget it. And if it's really gross, and by that I mean with a lot of grease and cheese, that means toss it out. So when in doubt, toss it out. Okay, I like to say that. When in doubt, toss it out. We want to recycle, but we want to recycle properly. So that would include things like pasta boxes, cracker boxes, the empty roll to paper towels. That is a single fiber. It's not the corrugated fiber that has layers and that waffle on the inside. It's called fiber board frequently. So yes, that can definitely be recycled with your cardboard boxes. Then your office paper, unwanted mail. So this isn't just work, but many of us have computers and printers at home, and you might have that type of paper, or the kids bring home their school paper, and maybe you sign and it goes back, maybe it's on the fridge for a while, but it has a shelf life too. That can be recycled as well. Then there's the question of, I have a shredder, what do I do with my shredded paper? Shredded paper must be contained. Now, what do I mean by that? It can't just go in with the newspaper or just go in with other paper, because how do you capture it? It's going to be all over the place. How would that get to the right place to be made into paper again? So use a clear plastic bag. Nobody is going to want to open a black plastic bag. That indicates trash. Who wants that surprise? So it needs to be clear plastic for all recyclables. Now, they're the items that can be recycled, but maybe not where you live. So please call your town building, your municipal office.
And you have a lot of information on your website, which is
www.recycling.lackawannacounty.org.
And how does someone get in touch with you?
Phone me at 570-963-2017, extension 1.
So how much of what people recycle actually gets recycled?
That is dependent, very dependent on you and I. That's why you have to find out what can be recycled where you live. And how is it recycled? Is it recycled all the containers separate from all of the paper, or, which is called dual stream, by the way, and the recycling center at 3400 Boulevard Avenue in Scranton is a dual stream facility. So the material that goes there really is quite clean, and they do have good markets. So if you bring your properly prepared recycling right there, or if your town takes it right there, trust me, it is definitely being recycled. But the plastic bags aren't being recycled there. You could take them to a grocery store where they almost all have containers for that. The garden hose, no. This is household bottles, jars, cans, food and beverage containers. The old toys, no. However, many toys are now being made from recycled plastics. So just because something is plastic, and trust me, plastic is by far the largest contaminant, because people think, oh, it's plastic, therefore it can be recycled. Or worse yet, they see the recycling triangle on it with a number inside, and they think, oh, I can recycle this. No, that number actually is what kind of plastic resin it is. It's meant for the remanufacturers. And guess what? I tried for a couple of years to get them to at least put it in a circle. You know, at least the people look for that triangle, but no. So you can only recycle the items that there are markets for. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. And you might think there should be a market for it, but there is not.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
So how much waste does recycling reduce?
Again, that depends on you and I. Are we doing it properly? And is it going, is it being collected? How is it being collected? Let me put it that way. If it's being collected by your town and your Department of Public Works, it's most likely a dual stream system, which means you put out all your bottles and jars one time and in one container, and your paper products in another. And that's clean. But we have a new collection system now that is called single stream recycling. And many of our listeners might now have that. It would be new. Maybe you have it at the most 3 years. And what the hauler, and I'm saying hauler because it is a hauler driven collection system, what the hauler says is, oh, just put all of this in one bin. And frequently the hauler will provide that bin. It's larger. And it can be larger because people aren't picking it up. Frequently, it's a robot arm. I don't know if you've seen this, Jackie, or not, but it's a robot arm that comes off of the truck, lifts the can, and dumps it into the truck. The driver never gets out of the truck. What that also means is that there are no human eyes on what's inside that can. So what is happening now is the markets are truly, truly being hit big time with quite a bit of contamination. And I believe it's a matter of people wanting to do right, wanting to do the right thing, the right way. And they just figure, oh, they said put it all in one bin. And so they're really putting it all in one bin. So that contamination rate, that waste from the recycling that people, you know, were well-intentioned putting in that bin could be as high as 50. Anywhere from 25% of that to 50% of that is going to be trash. Once it gets to 50% or a high percentage, it's going to end up in the landfill. So it is not anyone's responsibility other than our own to do it properly.
So other than contaminated recyclables, what do people often put in their recycling can or bin that they should not? Do you have any idea on that you're seeing over and over mistakes people make?
Trash. They'll actually put trash into these single stream bins.
Aerosol cans.
I'm very happy to talk about aerosol cans. There aren't as many, by the way, as there used to be. We might remember the worry about the hole in the ozone, and aerosol cans were one of the major culprits, the propellant in that, and then we were going to the pumps. They now have a new propellant, but so many people kind of like the pump that not as many products are going into aerosol cans. They can be recycled under certain circumstances. Here it is. What was in it? If it was an air freshener, well, then obviously it was safe for your health, or that's what somebody said. And so you could breathe it. So therefore, that empty can could be recycled. So by empty, I mean no more propellant in it, no more gas whatsoever, because that once it got into the truck and got compacted, or once it's put into a baler to go with other steel cans, if there's still some of that propellant, it does cause problems for the health and safety of the workers. And recycling is all about people. Recycling provides thousands and thousands of jobs. We have to think about that. Now, what cannot be recycled in an aerosol can? Insect repellent. All right. That goes in the trash. Paint. It goes in the trash. So please keep in mind, and do you really have to buy it that way? It always goes back to how did I purchase it? Do you really need an aerosol can is what I'm going to leave you with.
Okay, so no, we don't always need an aerosol can. But if plastic is a problem and we're surrounded and actually drowning in it, literally, and it's a major culprit to the health of our environment, what are we to do?
Great question. Stop using as much plastic. I get interesting questions from the public, and I love, by the way, really, really like talking to people about this. And it used to be the question of, what should I use, paper or plastic, when I go to the grocery store? Remember, folks, everything starts where you purchase it. Everything. That's how we reduce our waste. Plastic, single-use plastics, such as the plastic bags that are in grocery stores, in wherever you go. You buy a card, they want to put it in a plastic bag. Cut me a break. Only in this country. But
only
you can refuse
country.
It.
Let me just tell you, yeah. I don't like to interrupt, but I do want to say, when we go out of the country every year, we go to an island, and they have stopped using plastic bags. In fact, when you go to the grocery store, you have to purchase either their paper or you bring your own bags. They do not use the plastic bags.
That's how it is in most places in the world. And now in the United States, we have entire states that have banned single-use plastic bags. And some that have banned single-use plastics. That's the route we have to go. And I bet many of our listening audience have seen or heard or read about the big pool of plastics in our oceans that are just traveling with the tides. This is real. And I recently downloaded some information from the United Nations. The United Nations actually has an environmental panel, of course, which is good, right? But one of the things that caught my eye was this. Earth's biggest cluster of ocean trash is called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. It's now 3 times the size of the country of France. Now, I haven't been to France, but I do like maps, and it seems big to me. So what can you and I do about that? Just don't use those single-use plastic bags. Thank goodness that the stores are starting to take them back. Then take them back if you have to use it. But reusable bags are where it's at. Reusable everything is where it's at, because in our near future, we will see single-use plastics being slowly or maybe all at once taken from our use.
Very good information. With us today is Barbara Giovannoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and the recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, I'm broker, and I'm in with DC Taylor, my producer. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Jackie.
And Barbara Giovanoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. So much to talk about regarding recycling.
Oh, they're really. It's an awful lot.
The first half of the show, we were talking about what to recycle and what not to recycle and common mistakes that people make. One more question, and then we'll move on, if you don't mind.
I don't know.
Styrofoam, is it?
Oh, styrofoam. Well, the kind of styrofoam I'm thinking you might be...
Well, takeout containers.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. Nah, you can't put that in your bin. Please remember, and I'm going to suggest that you, you meaning the audience... Check out the website. On the home page, on the right-hand side, is a downloadable education brochure. And if it isn't a bottle or a jar or a can, it doesn't go in your bin. So please check out www.recycling.lackawannacounty.org. And that is pretty generic, and will list all the things that can be recycled. If it's not on there, or again, if it isn't a bottle or a jar or a can, it does not go in your bin.
How about the these coffee places that sell the assorted coffee drinks that are in the cold coffee containers? Because I know that there's a lot of people in my office that love those beverages and put it in our recycling can at the office.
I know that happens in mine as well. I'm on a floor with another department, but I see that too. And it's because it's a clear plastic glass, and it has on the bottom a triangle, and it probably has a number one in it. Mm-hmm. And so the person feels that they're doing the right thing. However, we have to get back to what do the markets want? What will they find acceptable? And bales of crushed plastic bottles are sent to individual markets, and you're only allowed a very small percentage of contamination. A glass is not a bottle, jar, or can. So a glass cannot go in there. A plastic glass from those cold coffee drinks gets thrown away.
Is there something that is recycled now that won't be in 2019?
Hard to say. It's always market-driven. But the first thing that I hear that certainly concerns me is the potential for glass bottles to not be allowed in a mix. And by that, I mean single-stream haulers might say, sorry, folks, we can't take your glass bottles anymore. However, you can always take them to the recycling center where they are separated by type. They're whole bottles. They can still be recycled. So it depends on the collection. That's why please call your town to find out what is your collection.
Barbara, you have some staggering statistics.
Oh,
that,
I do.
That I'd love for you to share with listeners today.
Thank you. And it's about waste, folks. It's about all the waste that Americans make. We throw away so much stuff, from food to something we just don't want anymore. And the statistics that Jackie's talking about, I'm going to read it. It's right from the United Nations Environment Program. And it says, and so this goes out all over the place, not just to us, in the United States. Americans produce more than 30% of Earth's total waste. Think about that. 30% of all the waste created on this planet is created by Americans. And it goes on to say, although the United States accounts for only 4% of the planet's population. That is staggering, in my opinion. And we use more plastic than anyone does. And so this, body of plastic floating around in the ocean, we have a lot to do with it. So what I would say to all of us, and this includes me and everyone who knows me and those of us here in the studio, please, if you don't need to buy something in a throwaway container, refuse it. Most of us have heard reduce, reuse, recycle. I'm going to say to you, recycle is the last thing. The first thing is reduce, and that happens at the store. So watch what you buy, how you buy it. Refuse the plastic bags. Take your own bag. Try your best. I know when I first started, I would leave my bags in the car. It would drive me crazy. Be in the store, but I wouldn't have my bag. Be patient with yourself. It's hard to change habits, but it's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to each one of us to change this around. The professionals in the industry think it's going to take at least 5 years for us to change the markets around in the United States and globally, because China, who used to take all of our plastics because they would take the single stream material, they will no longer take any more United States residential plastic. So that's why those of you who might have heard that the markets are bad, the plastic market is dying, well, it's gone as far as China's concerned. They took 45% of our single stream before. Now they won't take any because it is that dirty. So please remember, recycling provides jobs for fellow Americans. Recycling is a commodity and is made into new things. Please look at it that way and treat it that way. It is not trash. And we can do it. We've done it before. We helped. The ozone hole is just about closed up, and that's because we all decided to do it. So we can do this as well. I did get my bit in about please reduce your waste. One of the ways to reduce your waste is by reusing things. It could very well be if you don't want that thing that still works and can be maybe used by someone else, give it a thought. And there are places that take these items back, such as Salvation Army and Goodwill, and some of the churches will have flea markets and whatnot. Save them up. Take them there. Let other people use them. Your clothes should never, ever be put in the trash. So please don't do that. Your food. Unfortunately, here in the United States, we throw away enough food every day to just feed countries. It's sad. And it's something for us to think twice about. So cook less. Start to really look and see what the people that you're preparing food for are, in fact, eating. How many leftovers do you really have at the end of the meal? Who will eat those leftovers? Are you creative about making another meal? The most creative person I know is my mother, God love her. My father always said she could make anything. And it's true. She's wonderful. So be a bit more creative in your actions, and you will see that we could have a better reaction globally. It is a global market. It's a global world. Now we have that World Wide Web. So let's all do our best to help take care of this earth. We can do it. Try your best not to litter. Reuse by having a travel mug when you go and you get your coffee. Bring that mug with you. Bring your shopping bags. Try that. Maybe for a... Oh, wait a minute. We could look at this as a New Year's resolution.
Well, we're at that time where we're all making resolutions, Barbara, mm-hmm. So that's a good one. Barbara Jo Vignoli, manager of the Lackawanna County Environmental Department and also the recycling coordinator for Lackawanna County, may I have your contact information, your website once again, mm-hmm. and your phone number, please?
Absolutely. So here you go. My phone number, 570-963- 2017. I'm extension 1. If you're leaving a message, because like right now, here I am, not at my desk, please make sure that you say your number slowly. You'd be amazed at how quickly many people will leave their
number.
Say
it twice.
Saying it twice is not a bad idea. And then our website is www.recycling.lackawannacounty.org.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jackie.
2 weeks in a row. Very Merry Christmas to our listeners out there. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Merry Christmas.